Welcome everyone to a new episode of Out of Bounds. This is Kennedy Williams here to give you 100% realness on the topics we're too afraid to discuss on a normal day. I'm here with Akil Katuri. He's a sophomore here at Liberty, and there's something pretty unique about him, but we're not going to discuss that yet. So, you know, say hello.
Hello everyone, I'm Akil.
Cool. So the tradition I have had for the past several episodes with a guest is based off of Vogue's 73 questions. I'm going to ask you 7 questions in about 30 seconds. Just answer the first thing that pops up to your head. All right. Favorite animal?
Cheetah.
Where were you born?
North Carolina.
Favorite sound?
Rain.
Least favorite color?
Purple.
That's my favorite. Aww. Who do you look up to?
My role model, his name is Shaman. He's actually a YouTuber. He's also a medical student.
Huh.
Yeah, I want to be a doctor, so.
Nice, that's cool. What do you like on your pizza?
Let's see. Mushrooms and pineapple.
Ooh, mushrooms are good. And what do you want listeners to know about you?
Actually live a normal life. I don't miss anything about not having a phone or being on social media.
Yeah.
The first thing, so I'm new here, right? So a lot of people ask me if, like my friends ask me for my number, and I tell them, well, I don't even have a phone, so I can't help you out there. And then they all, you know, say that they're really sorry for me and all that, and I'm like, why do you have to feel sorry for me? There's nothing to feel sorry about, because I was born in North Carolina, but I moved to India, right? Yeah, huh. When I was 10. And I came here around the ending of the first 6 weeks. So I'm really, really new here. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
that's supposed to be different.
Mm-hmm. So in India, we never really had the concept of you were allowed to bring your phone to school. So it's more like you just come to school, do your part, and go home. But yeah, no phones. So I'm kind of used to that.
Yeah.
I don't really feel like you have a need to have a phone, because we're in a relatively protected environment compared to other countries and other environments. So you always have a teacher out there that you can ask for help, or you always have someone there to help you out. So, that's one thing. Another thing is...
I wish... You're the first person I've ever heard from, maybe since I've been here my freshman year, that has that mature of a concept about technology and social media and whether you need it. That's really impressive.
Yeah. So, the only social media I do have is Google Hangouts, but, that's
count.
Ancient.
No,
that's ancient.
That was, seventh grade...
Yeah.
That's so funny. That brings back weird memories. Let's see. So, I guess the first thing that comes to my mind is I use my phone on a daily basis to text my parents, tell them where I am. So, how does that factor come in with not having a phone?
Sure. So, apart from school, the only place I would go is on the weekends. I go to Taylor Elementary School for soccer.
That's cool.
So I actually use my friend's phone to call my mom, because I don't have one. But apart from that, I don't really go out much, so I don't so my parents, and it's also a trust between my parents and I, so they kind of know that I'm not a person that sneak out of the house or do something terrible. So it's just that trust, so they know that I'm fine, and if I ever do need help, I always have someone to ask for help from.
So. Yeah. I don't know why this feels so out there to me. Because I could say the same thing about my parents, you know, I feel like they trust me and all that. But I know a lot of that is coming from the phone and having them text me, ask me where I am and things not even ask me where I am, but having them ask me, you know, when you get here, text me. When you do this, text me, you know, contact this person before you go here, all that different stuff. So the fact that you have that level of trust with your parents and that it's still, it sounds like it's really easy still to navigate, you know, whether, even if you don't go out that much per se, the fact that you're still able to navigate your life so easily, that's impressive. Props to you. let's see. So you've never wanted a cell phone, you've never seen the need for it, like, even for a little while?
So, I've never, so I've wanted a phone as in a device.
Yeah.
So I could play on. Okay. And I have an iPad at home, but, yeah, I've never really found, yeah.
Yeah. And then social media, so so you told me you don't have social media.
Yeah, I don't.
Do you have any kind of impression or any kind of, like, have you ever seen maybe from someone else's phone, or is social media just kind of a complete, like, out of your sight, you have no clue what's going on there?
Well, I do know that, social media is, you know, a place where you can just put yourself out there and get people to know you.
Yeah.
Is that really necessary? Because half the people aren't really doing, you aren't really connecting with people as much, right? So the whole idea of face-to-face communication gets lost because you're on your phone most of the time and you're talking to people over the phone, and I just don't think that's real communication. And
let's see, we'll do a final question for those people who say they use their phones too often, or for anyone who relies on a lot of their social or a lot of their free time by using their phone, do you have any kind of advice for them or anything you think they should know as someone who has never had to go through that?
So, kind of weird, but recently I was doing some math practice, and we had an option of using, we had an option of using the calculator. So, and it's like, if you want to use it, you can, right? So you don't really need it, simple calculations, but yet we did rely on the calculator for simple calculations. You know, sometimes we can just do them in our mind, but we depend on it because we have it. So I think having social media or just having it available makes people go to it more often. Whereas if you don't have it, you have other means of using your time. So because most people have social media, they use it a lot. But for people like me who don't have it, we have other things to do. And I still manage to have the same amount of fun as everyone else.
Yeah. Oh, dang. That's, I gotta wrap my head around that for a couple weeks. But unfortunately, that's all the time we have for this week's episode. Before you get on with your day, follow Liberty Wingspan on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Also, be sure to give us a comment on our Wingspan page or shoot me an email at kennedy.williams.709@k12.friscoisd.org. I don't know how I almost forgot that. It's kind of weird. Let us know what you want to hear about next, or just tell us how we're doing. Either is fine with me. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll meet again next week.